Dear friends, my thoughts today come from the epistle lesson. Paul writes to the Church of the Thessalonians. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is precisely how we at Lutheran Care Center feel about our friends at First Evangelical Lutheran Church. Thankful. We give thanks because so many of you have provided touches of care to our residents, works of faith, labors of love. Paul's letter is about law discipline in the early church, but it is discipline that is tied to gospel care. You have exemplified gospel care in so many ways. By transporting residents to worship on Sundays and Wednesdays, bringing communion to those unable to leave their room, by sewing colorful, beautifully designed quilts that bring comfort and cheer. When you formed an official, meaningful partnership during the time Pastor Deborah was our Director of Pastoral Care. By assisting her with services like Cain and Abel Sunday and reaffirmation of confirmation classes. When you helped us celebrate Lutheran's 20th anniversary in a magnificent service of thanksgiving to God, and along with St. John's, helped host a wonderful celebration dinner. Eric Hepp has often volunteered to play the organ, filling the chapel with uplifting music, and he was instrumental in choosing our new combination pipe and electronic organ, and playing at the dedication service honoring our good friend Lois Hoger, and especially by keeping our ministry in your prayers. These labors of love contribute to that steadfastness of hope, which is prevalent at LCC. Your steadfast hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is evident when you visit. It lifts up all those you come into contact with, regardless of their faith. Sometimes it only takes a simple smile, a handshake, a listening ear, an offer to pray together. As you can imagine, we are missing these times together. Today, as you participate in yet another online worship service, you may relate to a reflection recently published by the Metro New York Synod. Written by Leadership Development Director Reverend Louise Johnson, it is titled, "I Miss the Building." She writes, "In one way or another, churches stand as reminders of the great cloud of witnesses, those gone before us, who made sure there was a place to go, a faith to practice, a witness to see. Though I know in my heart of hearts that a church is not a building, I miss the building. There is something about the sacred space of a church that seems to contain God and me in a way that makes me feel less alone in this struggle called life. I miss the building. I miss the singing. I miss the nearby shoulders of struggling saints, longing for a clean start and something to feed our deepest hungers. I miss the building." Moses begins Psalm 90, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." And it awakens me to the truth that, even though I love a good church, God has chosen not to dwell in places, but in time, in history, with us. At Lutheran, our residents, confined to their rooms and units, have been missing their beautiful chapel, worship as they know it, the sounds of the organ, singing, the sun streaming through the colorful stained glass windows, a quiet place to stop in and meditate. Not even Father Backus from St. Stan's and his Eucharistic volunteers have been permitted to lead worship. So Chaplain Kelly Ray has led 4 worship services every weekend, one on each dining unit, everyone appropriately distanced, bringing the word and God's comfort to them. He kidded with me that by the 4th service in a row, he was fearful he might be repeating himself or omitting something. Missing the chapel, but being reassured that God dwells within us. He brought that message of steadfast hope to them where they were. And that hope is something our dedicated staff have been providing. Understanding that we are a not-for-profit organization with a mission and faith-based values. While most of our staff are not Lutheran, they understand that we are motivated by a faith that comes through Christ, To see everyone in our care as a gift, as a person to be respected, a part of a household of God. This is a message that is shared in every new worker orientation. The sainted Pastor John Heller embedded this message in each new training session. Here's what Chaplain Elizabeth Friend Ennis took away when she attended the class, his class. He movingly shared the sense of mission that he wanted to impart to everyone working here, from the kitchen and maintenance staff to the CNAs to the bookkeepers. He inspired everyone alike, no matter what their position, with Martin Luther's sense of calling and a belief that what we are doing here is divine work. He also emphasized upholding the dignity of residents and staff alike as sons and daughters of God, each with his or her own gifts. He wanted this to be a place where an individual's gifts would be nurtured and celebrated. His number one rule was that we never refer to those living here as patients, but always as residents. Because whether they were going to be here for 2 weeks or whether this would be their final home, this place should be a household and we should treat one another as family. I'd like to share a few examples of how this plays out at Lutheran Care Center and how our staff have adapted and risen to the challenges of the pandemic. Our music therapist, Vincent, used to entertain residents in the living room, playing jazz and classical music. They would share a hot chocolate and socialize and enjoy his amazing talent. And about week two of COVID isolation, residents were saying to him, "We really miss your music. We really miss hearing your piano." And so he ordered a dolly and took the piano from the chapel and put it on the dolly and rolled it from unit to unit, rolled it onto the elevator upstairs and back down so that he could provide that beautiful music and uplift the spirits of residents. Rehab Strong is the theme of our rehabilitation team under the direction of Terry Jennings. It's remained open because people still need to recover from accidents or needed surgery. Prior to COVID, I interviewed some folks in rehab who shared their experience. Joni told me what she said at the hospital when it was time for her to be discharged to rehab. "If you can't get me into Lutheran, just send me home." Bill was visiting his wife and remarked that she was doing well. And then he told me his story. "You know, I was here 10 years ago." He worked for a local university on the in the theater department and was on stage and accidentally fell backward into the pit, sustaining some very serious injuries, and then came to Lutheran. And he said to me with a smile and a twinkle in his eyes, he said, "You know, Lutheran taught me to walk again." Staff have not only provided amazing health care, creating an isolation unit, wearing protective gear, following every protocol, which seems to change daily, but they've also become the families that residents are no longer able to hug and visit with in person. Using their personal smartphones, they've helped connect families and friends via FaceTime and Skype, scheduled window visits, and organized car parades. Adult day healthcare has been suspended, leaving families in the community without a valued daytime support system and seriously impacting revenue. But rather than laying off staff, administrators have found ways to keep staff employed. Fortunately, through our Adult Foster Families program, seniors who have been adopted live in homes with families who have welcomed the stranger as their own. How wonderful not to be out there alone. We keep those families in prayer. These people inspire me and remind me. Aren't we all called daily to be the hands and feet of Jesus? No matter our profession or position or age. We are to be the light because he shines in us, Matthew 5. We are to be the salt, the goodwill that seasons positive relationships between people so we can be at peace with each other, Mark 9. We are to reach out in hospitality without grumbling, using whatever gifts we have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace, 1 Peter 4. Returning to Paul's letter to the people of Thessalonica, he encourages them because they remain steadfast to the gospel message they received, despite suffering and persecution, and became a beautiful example of faith to all congregations everywhere. He writes, "For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord." Paul is like a good pastor, rooted in Jesus and the message Jesus proclaimed while on earth. Paul continued to share, nurture, and live that message. It strikes me that Pastor Deborah was that kind of pastor among you, rooted in a strong faith and a love of God. She nurtured people, led by example, and carried out what your Metro New York Synod refers to as God's work, our hands. So we remain connected to the message Paul preached so long ago. God has chosen us. We strive to be imitators of Christ, however often we fail, asking the Holy Spirit to empower us, because we know we can't do it on our own. I'd like to conclude with one more thank you and a simple charge. Lutheran is one of 10 senior care centers in TLCN's network. Some of you may be familiar with nearby Castle Court or the King's Apartments in Pauling. We share a mission statement. The Lutheran Care Network is a community of healing, hospitality, and community through partnerships in caring. Thank you for showing that you care, especially with that beautiful, large, shiny blue banner hanging in our entrance lobby with these loving words of encouragement. First Lutheran is praying for Lutheran Care Center healthcare heroes. God has this. God has us. It welcomes our staff every day as they arrive for temperature checks, as well as families picking up laundry and vendors making deliveries. As the pandemic weeks have rolled into months and the accompanying stress continues, we need this reminder that we are not in this alone. God has us, and you are praying for us. So we value and are thankful for the works of faith, labors of love, and steadfast hope that you bring to our staff and residents. And we hope that you will continue to partner in our ministry with your physical presence, once it is again safe to visit, with your continued prayers and your resources. My prayer is that you work together with Lisa Stevens as Communion of Saints, that your presence, wherever in the greater community that might be, will shine with full conviction, led by the Holy Spirit, to be a steadfast beacon of hope. He has chosen you.